And let me get you a microphone, then everybody can hear what you say, can't they?
So Jesus asked his disciples to go and get some big jugs of water.
No, you've got the wrong story.
Okay.
That's another story.
Okay. One boy which had two loaves of bread and some fish.
What did he have? He had his picnic. He had his picnic, didn't he?
Yep.
His mum had sent him out fully equipped. He'd got his picnic. And what was in his picnic?
Five loaves of bread and two fish.
Five small loaves, weren't they? Five small loaves, I think it said.
And
so I've got five small loaves in here. This is what's in his picnic. Five small loaves, like rolls. So there you are. There's your picnic.
And two small...
What else did he have?
Two fishes. Two small...
I thought it'd be a bit smelly to have fish, real fish, so I brought a tin. A tin of sardines. So, little fish. There you go. Now, your job... You're going to feed all these people and about 5,000 more.
Wait, what?
What? How can that be?
I know. So Jesus asked them to rip up all the bread like into little pieces and cut the fish.
The fish, yeah. Sardines will do.
Sardines into tiny little pieces too.
So they'd all get a teeny weeny bit each, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and then he gave them to the people, and all the people ate them and got full, and there were still leftovers.
Wow.
It's a miracle.
There were still leftovers. That it was a miracle. You're absolutely right. It was a miracle, wasn't it? And they fed 5,000 people with just that small number of rolls and a couple of fish. And when they finished up, as you rightly said, they had leftovers. Do you know how much leftovers they had? Loads of leftovers.
They only ate 12 baskets.
They had 12 baskets full left over, didn't they?
Yep.
That's right. They went round with their baskets afterwards and they collected up all the food that hadn't been eaten and they filled up 12 big baskets. Wow. As you say, that was a miracle. Not much food, but God was able to use the very small amount of food to feed an enormous crowd of people. Gideon's army was very small, but it won a big victory because God gave them the victory. David may have been very young and insignificant, a little man, a little boy, and yet God gave him the victory. God gave the victory because David trusted in God. Gideon trusted in God. The disciples, one of them, came up and said, "There's a little boy here with five loaves and two fishes." And everybody else could have laughed and said, "Ah, ha, ha, ha. That won't be enough to go around this lot." And yet it was. Because God was there. God did it. When God tells you to do something, what do? Run and hide? No, what do? You do it. What if it's something really frightening that he tells you to do? Like he told Gideon, you know, "I want you to go and beat the Amalekites." You pray for God to help you. That's a good start, isn't it? Do we do that?
Yes.
Sometimes God asks us to do little things and we still ignore him. Sometimes God asks us to do big things and we still ignore him. We say, "Oh, but I'm only me. I can't do it on my own." We're only a little church. We can't do it on our own. Because we're only a little church. I think she's telling me that actually if we trust in God, we're actually like a mighty army. Even though we're a small church, we can achieve so much. And, you know, we've seen three stories here. The story of David, who went and fought against Goliath because he trusted in God, that God would look after him. Gideon, who beat the Amalekites and the Midianites because he trusted in God, that God would give the victory. And then we had the disciple who came and said, this little boy's got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's not enough. And yet Jesus made it more than enough. Right. What I want you to do now, I want you all to go to the table at the back. There should be some pencils and crayons and things like that up there. And there should be some sheets of paper. Yeah? I want you to draw a picture of one of the three stories. It doesn't matter which one. Right? Draw a picture of one of the three stories about how God helps us even though we're small. God helps us even though we're small. You can write that across the top of it if you can write. All right? Perhaps somebody could go and help them.